Alas, poor Yorick, we all knew him well. And those that didn't would soon come to smell. Yorick's dead body stabbed thrice in its bed, a jester to most, now lying here dead. In fairest England, where we lay our scene, our suspects gathered to tea with the Queen. Each one had motive, or so it would seem. But none will confess whose hands are unclean. Poor Romeo is stunned. Fork me, he says. Chance, I am dreaming. You say Yorick's dead? Juliet leans in and purses her lips. Yes, it's quite true. Now look at my hips. This death has fired up my womanly ways. Let's make little Romeos in the hay. But Romeo's shocked and gives a loud cough. If that's what you're into, the wedding's off. The Queen stands up tall and points all around. No one leaves here till the killer is found. Not even lovers, star-crossed, whatever. Inkpot in hand, she grabs for her feather. The facts of this case I share with you all. Yorick was stabbed in his bed down the hall. A dagger is what sent him to heaven on sundials, roughly twixt 10 and 11. Our story is breaking, yet to unfold. Our guests are all here, although some look quite old. The prologue, whilst epic, is now grown thin. Stop yawning, I'm done. Let the play begin.